Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking with Phil Sang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation about 2015 success stories in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarro and Company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. After a whole string of really great years where the beef export picture got better and better, 2015 has been one of retrenchment. Beef exports down both in volume and in value this year. But according to Phil Sang, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, there are some bright spots to point to.
Oh, yeah. I think one of our decided success stories has been in the Korean market. We've worked very hard in Korea. Our numbers are up in Korea for both beef and pork. I think the Korean market has been very, very positive for us. I think the Mexican market continues to produce for us. We have our challenges, of course, and the Mexicans are very concerned about our product going in there. So we're sensitive to that, but we've had growth both in beef and pork into Mexico. We've done well in Europe. We've done well in Honduras, for example, on the beef side. So as you take a look at this, there are markets. Singapore has been very good for us. Taiwan has been good for us. So as we look at these markets, it's spotty, but there are some success stories out there in the international marketplace as well.
I know you're already planning for 2016. Laying plans on how you best present our product to our overseas buyers. You know, what is the game plan? What's your proposed idea of where we're going to be going?
Well, I think that, you know, for next year, I think number one is we're looking at about a 6% increase in exports of our pork exports. We're looking at about an 8% increase in our beef exports. So I think 2015 has been a tough year. But we're looking at the next year in 2016 as being a positive year as far as export. I think the way we're presenting our product is, number one, is we always extol the fact that it's U.S. product. We extol the fact that it's a very safe product. It's a wholesome product. We talk about what I call the Holy Trinity with FDA. You have FSIS. You have AFIS, of course. And you have, of course, the industry. And so what we've seen here is, I think a lot of growth in that area. We're also seeing the growth of brands in the markets. So we're doing more where buyers in these international markets want to know, what's in it for me? You know, is it being made specially for me? Everybody wants something tailor-made. So what we're trying to do with our programs is trying to do more with states, doing more with packers, where they're developing brands both on the beef and the pork side. And in the more advanced markets, this is going on. On the other hand, there's some markets like pork, for example, with 75% of what we export is used for further processing. So we're trying to talk about, what are the advantages of using U.S. pork in a processing situation. So there's a multifaceted approach how we present our product and how we sell our product.
Phil Sang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.